America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what's the follow-up to Get Shorty? That movie where Travolta gets into the music business. This reminds me of the end of it. Does Be it? Cool, yeah. This reminds me of the end of Be Cool or any early video or rerun. Pop Locking. Okay. Hollywood Swinging. It's Cool in the Gang. Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. It's the 27th day of October. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everyone in Union City.
Out in Union City.
In Union City.
Down on the south side. Hope you're good.
Yeah, and would have been a happy birthday to the 26th President of the United States today. Would have been. Okay. He long gone. Of course, he was the 26th.
Yeah.
And since you don't know who it is, and I didn't know, but I wrote it down, it's Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, man.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Walked softly, carried a big stick.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, yeah, now.
So there you go. And if you ever get a chance to walk through the White House, there is the Roosevelt Room. Okay. Not for FDR, it's for Teddy.
For Teddy.
We should bring our guest on here right now.
Should we?
And we should talk a little basketball. And I have the perfect question for him before we get a deep dive about who we lost this past week. Because we talk college basketball, the thing that's going to make you turn your head and make a Scooby-Doo noise is John Calipari with Arkansas.
Yeah,
this
man.
Year.
Yeah.
As we welcome Tim Scarborough on, what is that going to look like?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I could say that John Calipari at Arkansas is going to remind you of Nolan Richardson at Arkansas. They're going to be playing on the national scale from this point on.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a statement.
Like all right.
He still got that recruiting magic wand?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I had the privilege of spending some time with Cal this summer. We just kind of bumped into each other at TBT, the basketball tournament, up in Philadelphia, where you guys know I'm from. So I was up there watching. I wasn't covering the games. I covered the West Virginia, Pittsburgh region earlier in that week. So I just went over to Philadelphia, and Cal came because the Kentucky team was in the building. They were in the Final Four in that tournament. And so there was a lot of Kentucky former players. Of course, Tyrese Maxey, who was a Sixer, was there, and Cal was there. He had his police escort, and his assistant coach is a Bruiser Flint, who I grew up with. Didn't really know him that well, but we did grow up in the same area in Philadelphia. And Bruiser, of course, was a coach at Drexel, and that's where the games were. So it was all, kind of everything, my basketball world coming together. So I got to spend some time with Cal. rode the elevator with him to my car. That was kind of accidental too, but serendipitous. We got to talk a little bit. And, you know, I feel like the recruiting is going to be there, the energy, the enthusiasm, but most importantly, the finances are there.
Okay.
Their NIL is going to be off the charts, and they're going to be able to attract pretty much anybody that they want to get to come to Arkansas and play for them.
Wow. That's something. You know what? Hey, that tees us up something to watch for going into the basketball season.
But, you know, it's funny. You say when you say things like that in basketball, we'll just go to the SEC. Doesn't come as cavalier and casually when you talk about football in the SEC. Because I don't know when I'm sorry?
Those are two different things.
That's what I'm saying. But I was just listening to how you described it and this and that, and everything's going to go so easily for them. And I'm thinking to myself, we ain't talking SEC football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it, Greg. I get it. But we are talking, and you think about coaches now, legendary coaches. They're all gone except for Coach Bill Self,
yep.
Coach Calipari, and Michigan State's coach.
Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo. The rest of the guys are gone. Boeheim's gone. Williams, Roy Williams, gone. Coach K, gone. Patino's back, I guess, so, but, you know, he's not at a premier program right now. So St. John's was once a premier program in the 80s, but, you know, he hasn't gotten it back there yet.
And we just had
so there's only a few guys like that that, and, you know Cal's record for putting people in the pros is off the charts. So, yeah, I still think he'll be able to thrive in this new NIL world. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Tim Scarborough. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at Tim SCAR20. Tim, we invite you to be on today. We always hear our go-to voice for college basketball. Of course, you live here in the Atlanta area. And this week, college basketball suffered a loss, and someone who had made a major impact here in the area, Kennesaw State University, Coach Amir Abdul-Rahim. They're going to remember him today. There's a memorial at the Convocation Center at 4 o'clock. The doors are open, and it starts at 5 today at Kennesaw State University for people who wanted to go out and reflect on him. When you heard the news about him, about his passing, and you had just been at Kennesaw State this week, right?
I was at Kennesaw on Wednesday. Of course, my alma mater, Liberty, was playing at Kennesaw in football. So, and Liberty was 6-0, Kennesaw 0-6. But of course, the way things go, Kennesaw actually won the football game and stormed the field. And, you know, it was a really fun experience if you're not a Liberty fan. So, you know, it's interesting. I was, of course, talking about Amir with people when I was there because, you know, his name is still on people's minds. No one was talking about him in a way that he wouldn't be here the next day. It was more about what he accomplished in such a short period of time, putting that program on the map in terms of basketball, how sad they were that he was gone. And, you know, I know a board member of Kennesaw, and he introduced me to a couple of other board members, and they were saying, yeah, we tried desperately to keep him here because we knew what he was, and we were very pleased with what we had in him. And then that last year, of course, when he took him to the NCAA tournament, you know, I was there for that championship game. I actually called that championship game versus, once again, my Liberty Flames.
Yeah, we were both there that day.
I did. I saw you there for sure. And remember, Sam, 2 weeks before that, Liberty and Kennesaw played a very big one-time-only regular season game, which determined who got home court in that game. Kennesaw came back from a 15-point deficit, I believe, and overcame that and, you know, won that game and won the right to play the championship in Atlanta in Kennesaw. Had they not won that game played at Lynchburg might be a different story. You know, it's harder to win on the road, but you know, he accomplished so much in such a short period of time. And you think about the 1-28 season, that just had to be, I mean, any coach, I mean, every time you lose, it's crushing. But to just go out every night knowing that. But he knew he was building. You know, he 5-19 the next year, 13-18 next year, and then 26-9 in the NCAA tournament first round game, which they probably should have won had they gotten the benefit of the of a whistle at the end of the game from the officials. So, wow. I mean, what a major accomplishment. And Kennesaw had zero history of college basketball at the Division I level. Of course, they won Division II championships, but at Division I, you know, in the 2000s when they went Division I, you know, Al Skinner was a big name national coach, couldn't get it done there, and he preceded Amir. And it's just amazing that Amir was able to do what he did. I mean, I cannot express how hard it is to do what he did in that period of time. Just extraordinary, which is why Kennesaw couldn't hold on to him. Because, of course, the big boys came calling. South Florida, the job opened up. And man, and even in that short period of time, he won Coach of the Year last year. I mean, the guy is just a dynamic individual. And if you knew him, like Sam, you know him, I knew him. I mean, you're really not even surprised because just talking to the guy, man, he's just one of the brightest coaches in America, in my opinion. I said that when he took the job. We had an hour conversation. He was at Texas A&M, and he got to know a couple of guys I know in Texas that I played with in college that helped him get players there. And he wanted to reconnect with those guys. So I got them all, you know, reconnected for players and things like that, and just offered support to him in any way possible because I wanted him to do well at Kennesaw. And I'm not taking any credit for what he did, believe me. I mean, it was him, his hustle, his staff, and his ability to relate to players and motivate them. There were so many times in that last season at Kennesaw that they did overcome double-digit deficit multiple times.
Right.
But it's because of the character of his players. But more importantly, it was the character of Amir. Yeah. What a great guy. We're going to miss him.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're up against it, but I want to get you, if you could just take a second and tell us about the man, what you knew about him beside the coach and what he did for Kennesaw State. You guys knew him. What was his other interests? What was he like? Like I said, tell us about the man.
You know, I can tell you my experience with him. And I'll give you one quick story. During that period of time, you know, it becomes harder to get access to guys from a media standpoint as they get bigger, they get more people pulling at them, tugging at them, and then also trying to get the job done. But throughout the 4 years he was here, we maintained contact. I knew I could pick up the phone and talk to him at any time. I could pop into practice. But the thing that stands out to me the most is in the middle of what is arguably his greatest achievement in basketball, when he won that Atlantic Sun championship and got Kennesaw State to the NCAA tournament. I mean, just think about those words hitting. And Kennesaw State was in the NCAA tournament. Amir Abdur-Rahim is the very reason. And that day, he was getting all his kudos, and people were all over him, and his family, his friends, you know, coworkers, everybody. And he saw me out the corner of his eye, and he came over, and he got in my face and said, thank you for your support, you know. And then he kind of looked at me like, I hate to do it to your boys, and we both laughed, you know. But I said, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And that was really the last time we spoke. And that will be an indelible impression in my memory because he took the time to recognize and acknowledge my small contribution to his success.
Well,
that's the kind of guy he was.
That's the same thing. And I remember that day that he came over and said the same thing to me and other medias, thanked us for being there. My memory of that day obviously was them, you know, stamping that ticket and cutting down the nets and there with his family, with his wife and his young children who we think about and reflect on now, just how dedicated he was. And he was able to do this in the area where he grew up. He's a product of Wheeler High School. And the fact that he was able to do this here in Cobb County is the other reason, you know, that people will long remember his accomplishments. But, Tim, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. The basketball season is about to get started. And we got this coach just checked out at Virginia. We don't have time to talk
about
it.
We got to bring him back.
Now.
You're coming back,
but you got to come back, man.
Yeah, we got to talk about my guy, Tony Bennett. He did it this way, right?
Yeah, he did. But thanks so much, man, for joining us this morning and reflecting on Coach
Tim.
Amir.
No question. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your Sunday. We got to get him back here soon. In the meantime, Terrell Thomas will be joining us next. Let's switch gears and talk about these Hawks. Who go at it? My mic went off there. Well, you have to find out later on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
We didn't talk to everybody in his family but him lately, huh?
Yeah, we have.
It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com on this Sunday morning. Well, it's thrill time of year again. He sat back patiently, gave us a little bit of something during the Olympics.
It's his time.
Let us talk to his daughter.
Yeah.
We ain't talk to Mello, though, in a minute. We get pictures of Mello.
Yeah.
But we start this off. I'm not sure which one I should start with. Should I start off with what today is that would connect to him or what happened to Terrell as far as him being in the locker room and he got a question that was answered? Yeah, man. I mean, they called on it like you with the Falcons.
Yeah.
Terrell got called on, and he's ascending. He's becoming an upper media member now. So what was it? Tell us about that locker room experience.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you guys for having me. It was a great experience. Our Hawks have been in action twice at home at State Farm Arena, and most recently, Trae Young made history, not only Hawks history, but NBA history, tying Oscar Robertson as being just the second player now to come out in these first two games and have at least 30 points and at least 10 assists in his first two games. And I asked Trae about that, and he gave a great answer, speaking on how, it's his teammates getting things involved And then yesterday I was receiving all these notifications and the folks were like, hey, you know, you see the Hawks put this question up on their page and everything. So that was pretty nifty. So shout out to the Hawks for that.
You didn't send us the sound so we could play it right now because people are waiting to hear that response.
Yeah, I did send it to you. I don't know if it's in your inbox or not, but yeah. I did send it off.
He did send it. I messed up. He sent it to everybody. He sent it to grandparents. He sent it to me. Hey, I was talking to Trey Young. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. Hi, how's the family? How the kids doing?
Everybody's well. They're doing well. We're getting, actually, later this morning, we're going to get out and get some Halloween costume shopping in. So they're doing well, and I know looking forward to that.
What they going to be?
Well, Mello's in between. He spoke on wanting to be Beetlejuice, and suddenly he's been telling me he wants to be Harry Potter. So I think when we actually get to the store, that might even change for a third time. So we'll see what we end up walking out of there with. And I'll see you some pictures.
And Selah, does she still dress up or she passed that? Because remember, we got the early, you know, preteen, late teens, and it's like, I'm not doing that no more. So is she past dressing up?
She's in her preteen mix. But so she let me know she doesn't want a costume. That was the spill for the last few months. But similar to Mello, suddenly I think she's getting into the holiday spirit. And she says she doesn't want to dress up, but she'll wear some clothes like a character. So I think she's been leaning towards being Kim Possible or Beyonce. So we'll see where this lands as well.
All right.
Do you hear the father in him say that? Well, we'll see how that lands. That sounds like somebody who'll be reaching in their pocket and paying for costumes.
That's what it sounds like. WaitForIt.com hotline is Terrell Thomas, and he is social. Always found him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Off to a 2-0 start in this season. Mm-hmm. Talk about these Hawks so far, and what have you seen that really stands out for you that you like?
I mean, it has to be Trae Young at this point. I am very impressed with the way they started with this. You know, new roster out there to a degree. Some familiar faces, but a different lineup when we see Zach getting minutes out there, when we see Dyson Daniels out there. But it's just been Trae Young's leadership. And although it's just two games in, and I don't want to, you know, put the wagon ahead of the horse, his leadership that we've seen out there and the maturity that we've seen from Trae Young.
That's the word.
Not only get his, but to get other guys involved and get them involved in pivotal situations. So for me so far, it's been Trae Young's performance on the court, but his maturity as well.
I think about the season opener and somebody that maybe people forgot about, the guy that you always love to talk about, Onyeka Okongwu, and his performance in the season opener. And we forget about he missed so much of last season. And, you know, he's there. And, you know, if he can come in, he doesn't have to do the same thing every night, but just his presence and the difference that he makes if he stays healthy will be so big for this team.
Yeah, I'm so glad you acknowledge that as well, because we have, you know, he's been a guy for the past few seasons. I've been waiting for him to pretty much get his moment and get his shine. And it's been kind of hard because not only him being a young player, but Clint Capella's performance has been so high. He's been effective. He's been playing well defensively. And his rebounding has been great as well. But I do think the Hawks are leaning towards now letting Onyeka get more minutes. And Coach Quinn even spoke about that after game one, saying that he's found and built. He's building trust in having Onyeka in those clutch moments and those final moments of the game. So him finishing the game with 28 points and just being so effective, I think was key. And I'm hoping that we see a lot more from that from Onyeka, and that he gets more minutes as the season progresses, because I think the best is ahead of that young man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, Terrell reminded me, we haven't let anybody know about the lineup in a while here. Want to remind you that you and I, Mr. Crenshaw, are the opening act for a full day of sports around here, football action and basketball action. Of course, we're getting ready to get on out of here and turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We got Falcons at Tampa Bay, pregame at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. And we've got Hawks and Oklahoma City right here, pregame at 6:30, tip at 7. So you ask yourself, well, where is the Sunday night game going to be? Well, it's going to be over on our cousin station, WAOK. Dallas and San Francisco, pregame 7:30, kick at 8:15. There you go.
That's what we got. What do you think about today and this matchup with Oklahoma City? I mean, this is a little bit of a real test.
I'm not feeling good about it myself.
Well, I mean, we know what OKC did last year, man. But thoughts about how this Hawks team looks matching up with them? That's coming up later on today.
Well, I'm actually really looking forward to it. It'll be a battle of the young guns because both of these teams have extremely young rosters, and we'll get to see Trey and Shea go head-to-head. And we just saw a phenomenal performance when Trey and LaMelo went head-to-head. So I think it'll be a similar performance. I would not be surprised at all if the Hawks walk out of Oklahoma City with a win. Of course, that's almost like Trey Young's going out or going back home game. So I think we'll see a big game from him tonight. But I think the two teams really honestly match up extremely well, especially if we can get minutes from a gentleman in which we just were talking about Onyeka out there possibly playing great defense to get Chet. I think that this will be a really good game tonight. And, I won't be surprised if the Hawks get out of there with a narrow victory.
You know, I thought of you guys this way. Actually, I thought of Noel, too. And she's probably chomping at a bit to get her Hawks opinions out there. But I saw DeJounte Murray busted his hand.
Yeah.
Not happy about it. I'm just saying, what if that were here? You know what I mean? While he was still on this team. And it just gets back to that. I guess what I'm getting at is whether he's healthy or not, how are you feeling about this backcourt versus what was here last year?
Well, just two games in, I loved what we had here from DeJounte. I thought he was honestly a triple-double machine just waiting to explode, but we didn't see that version of DeJounte with Trae Young on the court. I have been so impressed with Dyson Daniels.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Really, honestly, if I'm honest with you, gentlemen, I do. I like it as well, Sam. And we knew what he was coming into as far as the defense is concerned. He's been already known as being one of the top young defenders, and you know we use that word potential a lot, but he had the potential to be a true lockdown defender. But seeing what he's done offensively, and I think that also once again is a nod to Trae Young. Some of Dyson's points have come from steals and playing defense and getting out on fast breaks, but he had a career high the other night against the Charlotte Hornets with 18 points. First game he had 5 steals, 5 rebounds. So I've been so impressed with that young man, and I'm enjoying what we see out of the backcourt, because he's making up, honestly, for some of Trae Young's deficiencies on defense. But I'll give a nod to Trae because he's had 2 steals in both of these first 2 games recently. He's playing those passing lanes, and I think the presence of Dyson being out there is also increasing Trae's young confidence on the defensive end. So I like what I see out of Dyson so far. I like it a lot.
He's 6'7", shooting guard, and you know what we'll be potentially doing, but potentially kind of shaping ourselves up like the old Toronto team that's going to have a bunch of guys between 6'7 and 6'10 and cause some matchup issues possibly.
Yeah, well, as long as they play defense, because that's what you're looking for this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
More than anything else, I don't hear about the score. Defense this year. Make that issue number one going in. Because that's what we complain about all year long. Once we hit, you know, everything was healthy, everything was looking good, but we always came back to who was or was not playing defense. Correct?
Yeah, we want to see. So.
We want to see that as a premium.
You wanted to see for a long time.
Yeah, and so that should be at a premium this year.
Yeah, I think they'll continue to impress us if they keep that lineup out there. Onyeka, Jalen Johnson, have Daniels out there, and DeAndre Hunter. I think we'll see their defensive efficiency increase throughout the season as they continue to grow together on the court.
We're going to get to see them do back-to-backs here for the first time this season, too. You know, you have a number of those built into the schedule. They're playing on the road. They'll be right back here playing at home. We'll see how they bounce back, who maybe sits out. I mean, we'll get to see how the coach plays it the first time around.
Yeah, I think that would have been so early in the season and our team being so young, I wouldn't be surprised. I really honestly don't see anyone that would be on minute restrictions or anything like that. Bogey missed the last game, still up in the air on when he'll actually get back on the court. But I think we'll pretty much see our guys at full-fledged, at least for these first few weeks, as long as everyone can stay healthy. But as you mentioned, yeah, back-to-back, right back here Monday, then back at State Farm Arena on Wednesday. So it's been an action-packed few weeks for our Hawks at home. And I think that's beneficial to them as they continue to grow together.
Hey, what'd you think of LeBron playing with Bronny?
I enjoyed it. You know, I'm not one of those guys. First and foremost, I feel like I would be a hypocrite as a gentleman who's had opportunities for his children to, you know, get their feet wet in a profession in which I'm, you know, in as well. I felt like it was a wonderful thing. Now, I get lost sometimes when people do the comparisons of, like, the Griffies and the Mannings, because no slight to Bronny. Ken Griffey was a generational all-world talent. I don't think Bronny is that as of yet, but I do think the young man is going to have a better career than we may expect as his career goes on. But it was wonderful to see a father have the opportunity to play with his son. I thought that was dope. And I'm looking forward to see just how that progresses over time. You know, will he go down to the G League? Will he come back up? Will there be a game or so where Bronny has a clutch steal? Because I think we'll see the best out of him defensively that helps the Lakers get a win. But and at initial game with them just going ahead and getting all the hype and the hoopla away and behind them, I thought J.J. Redick handled it right. I thought the Lakers organization handled it right. And I think that's a moment, of course, that a father and son would cherish for the remainder of their lives and beyond.
Yeah, he brought up the best point about that, because I was just going to say, you got to see, you know, how smart J.J. Redick is and did exactly what Terrell just said here. Hey, been saving this for you. You know how we give this insignificant information out on a regular basis? Do you know what today is?
Indeed.
You ready?
No. Yes,
today, indeed. Today is the day that Philadelphia was founded.
Whoa.
Oh, I might have to have a cheesesteak now. I might have to go ahead.
And now, you grew up there. You should know who founded that city. The person's name?
William Penn.
There you go. A little education, a little insignificant information on this 26th day. Oh, 27th day. But you know what else happened on this day? As far as stuff that was the first day of? You know, because everything has a first day, right?
Everything.
Today was the day that water skis were patented. Now, water skis in Philadelphia
really?
Don't go together.
No, not at all.
They all happen on this day.
There's no water skis in Philadelphia.
Y'all got
man.
Any lakes there? You got any big lakes that people talk about there in Philly?
We have two well-known rivers, the Schuylkill River and the Delaware River. Those are George Washington came through, and then, of course, William Penn. So our Delaware River and Schuylkill River, Delaware is right how you get to Camden, New Jersey.
Well, Schuylkill, you're right by the freeway.
Known rivers.
The freeway,
yep,
right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yep,
right?
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's where Boathouse Row is, right on Schuylkill River, the famous Boathouse Row that lights up at night. So, yeah, we have some water out there, but I'm not – you'll see a few cats rowing, but jet skis, nah, no, sir. No water skis.
See, this is how you need to spend your day. You go out there, grab your kids, throw them in the car, go up Lake Lanier, do some water skiing, come back, get yourself a Philly cheesesteak, and watch the Eagles. I'm going to stay away
from Lake Lanier.
Hey, Terrell, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, as always, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Terrell. Have a blessed week.
All right, you too, man. That is Terrell Thomas. Sam, when we come back here, I need to tell you what happened in Mexico last Sunday when we got off the air.
Okay. And of course, NASCAR's rolling. I'm going to tell you about that. And we got a little Tiger Woods story that came out this week.
Ooh, I'm waiting for yours. You're waiting for mine. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 27th day of October. Happy birthday, Simon LeBon. One of those videos that when they do the history of MTV, this will be one of those videos that they show included in it, because it's one of those iconic videos. As we make room for John Fricke, Joe Patrick, they're coming up top of the hour. Get you set for Falcons and Tampa Bay. We had D-Led on earlier. Moving forward, it should be an interesting watch with these two teams. You don't feel like you're going to get much from Charlotte, and I'm not hanging my head on anything New Orleans. So let's see these two vie for top of this division. But as we get ready for this day, I am curious about what these guys, meaning John Fricke and Joe, are going to talk about Tampa Bay's quarterback. So, I mean, I'm just going to be listening for that, because there was one kind of conversation about Baker Mayfield beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sort of changed right now. So if there's something I'm curious about, that's going to be it. Listen, I got to ask you a question before we get into some of the NASCAR stuff with you. Are you a fan of Six Flags?
Yeah.
I
ain't been out there in a minute.
Oh, I love me some Six. I love me some roller coasters.
Okay.
Front seat, front car, all day. And then they got the other rides where they dangle you from 100 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And then they spin you around.
Yeah, spin you around and then drop you.
There was a ride, and there's pictures of this. A ride in Mexico. Didn't say the city. A Six Flags in Mexico. Last Sunday when we got off the air, there was a storm. So right there, you don't go to an amusement park, as far as I'm concerned, when there's a storm. But if they're open, I guess they judge and they have their standards and whatever. But this place looked like it was, I won't say tornado-like, but it looked bad. A ride stuck. Now, this is not one of those where you're in a car and it sticks, it's bad enough where you're sticking going up or going down, right?
Yeah, right?
We've seen that with roller coasters. This was one of those rides where you're in a seat with somebody else, and you're being suspended. Like, there's a pole that goes up the back and it's hanging you. That ride stuck. Let me get the right thing here. Hang on a second here, Sam. 250 feet.
Okay.
In the air.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. Ride dangled for 250 feet, and it was during a storm. So bad enough, you're getting rained on.
Yeah.
But you are, now when I say dangling, like I said, you ain't sitting in a car. You are dangling. See, that would be the end for me right there. Because I wouldn't be able to sit there that high up in the air,
yeah,
being rained on. And in it, like I said, if I'm in a car, that's different because I can't see down below. But that's
but
all
you're
I,
looking right at.
That's all I got is see. Down below.
Right.
250 feet up.
Oof.
That is up on online. You can go look at it. I had to stop watching it. It was like hard to watch. But that happened after we got off the air last week, and I wanted to just thank the people right down there on I-20 and what a great job that you do at our Six Flags.
Yeah, really.
Because I love it going out there, man. Love it.
Would never want to experience anything like that, though, right? Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you guys are going to make fun of me, but I found my – did I or did I not find my doppelganger?
Yes, you did. Well, maybe your doppelganger several years ago.
Not several years ago.
Yeah.
Well, several pounds ago, as Noel said.
Yeah.
It just scared me when I looked at – because normally you don't see yourself the way other people do.
Well, we saw you with the Big Ten commissioner.
Yeah, now that picture I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's running the Bears, and I got something to say. Kevin Warren?
Yeah.
But yeah, this
that's your guy too.
Anyway, go ahead.
NASCAR is rolling this weekend down in South Florida at Homestead. They're racing this week. And of course, we're watching the points championship for the playoff. You're down to your final eight, and above the bubble are Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. Below the bubble, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, and Chase Elliott. Some guys had just disastrous rides last week in last week's race. Going to see what they can do to try in Las Vegas. See what they can try to do today to try to make up and get back in the chase and get back above that cut line to try to make that final four. They have the pole position today. Tyler Reddick is on the pole for this race, so you know he needs some help there. Kyle Larson is on the outside of row one. Bell and Hamlin make up row two for today's race. Chase Elliott was seventh fastest qualified. He's going to start on row four next to Bubba Wallace, who was eighth fastest qualifier. So that's happening down in Miami today. Tiger Woods story. Saw this week.
Okay.
Tiger wins the Masters for the first time in 1997.
Right.
Yep. 12 shots. Walks off the course at the end, the ball that he has, and flicks it to a kid who was 11 years old at the time.
Uh-oh.
He was the son of the chairman of Augusta National at that time, Warren Stevens.
Okay.
And so someone was interviewing Warren Stevens recently, and he said, yep, he came off the course, and he flipped that ball to my kid. And that's 11. That's 1990. The kid was 11 years old. In 97. He says, so where is that ball now? You know, he says, it's somewhere in the house. We're not sure where it is. but this golf ball is somewhere in the house from Tiger's first Masters win. He just took it and flipped it to the kid. And the kid, which makes me think, what would anybody have that would be a keepsake from Tiger Woods?
That nine iron that busted up the back of his car.
We ain't talking about. I'm talking about something.
That
you would have. I got one thing.
Okay.
And it's not a thing that I have. I have a picture of a thing, and I guess I can say this.
A picture.
Now.
Okay, hang on. You say that again slowly.
I guess I can say this now. You know, after the nine iron through the window and the troubles with Tiger
were
revealed, when he came to the Masters that year, there was a big event. There was extra security around. They thought some of these women were going to show up and all the type of thing. They had a special press conference with him. And, you know, we all had our press credential. Y'all got your press pass to get into the Masters or whatnot. But, but to get into the press conference with Tiger, this particular press conference, you had to put your name into a lottery. And your name had to be drawn out of the lottery. My name was drawn out of the lottery.
Okay.
And so we got a ticket that we had to show at the door to get into this press conference with Tiger. Okay. Well, they took the ticket. So I don't have the ticket.
Right.
But before they took the ticket, I took a picture of the ticket. And so
You took a picture of the ticket. Okay.
But I mean, you had to have that in order to get into this lottery ticket press conference with Tiger Woods after all the stuff that he had been through. I'm trying to think of what do I have that would, you know, reading this story made me think of something. While the people I've covered or whatnot, I have something that would be really unique.
Okay, I got one that you mention all the time, and there's people who are literally listening to us right now that may have one, and that is from 73 for Hank Aaron's home run. 74, excuse me. Because we know 100,000 people claim to be there.
But people who actually have a ticket.
But actually people who have a ticket.
Somewhere
in this city, there's a handful of folks old enough, or they handed them down
right
to their, you know, the kids and said, hold on to this. This is going to be special one day.
Yeah. And, just think of those things that you have. But for me, you know, it was having – I got picked for the lottery to go into this press conference with Tiger.
That's pretty nice. Yeah. Yeah.
But I hope he finds that golf ball.
You know who has a bunch of golf balls? Not that one to that level. But I did a video for Oakland Cemetery.
Yeah.
And Oakland Cemetery, for those who don't know, a lot of people just know about it as a place to go walk your dog or have a
they do a lot of that over there.
They do that. And, of course, their biggest – Halloween is their biggest night, one of the biggest nights.
Yep.
And that thing has been sold out probably since June. But the three residents, and they call them residents – at Oakland Cemetery, Margaret Mitchell, Maynard Jackson, and Bobby Jones. And so every April, and I would imagine now that they have Eastlake, they probably come before that too, but for years, going back to before Tiger, that all the top golfers, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, you name them, Lee Trevino, when they would come play the Masters, would do a tribute, and they would do a pilgrimage to Oakland Cemetery and drop their ball off at his headstone. And I know that because I went into that room in the back in the office there where they have a garbage can full of golf balls. And I don't know, it's still there now, but every year they end up having to, you know, and I'm sure they've donated throughout the years, Arnold Palmer, Jacks, Tigers, and all of those, but they get these golf balls from around the world. Now that's the golfers.
Right.
Talk about the people who play golf.
Who may come here one too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Who all want to pay tribute to this dude. It's like people, you know, the same thing happens at Jimi Hendrix's gravesite. Guitarists drop off everything from picks to guitars and strings and things like that. So that's one of those things. But they had, when I did that video, the guy, he says, hey, come here, let me show you something. And he took me in the back there. And it was one of them big old plastic garbage things you get at like Lowe's when you got to do yard work. It was filled with golf balls.
Wow.
So.
People watch for that, especially if you're going over there this Halloween week. If you're going over to Oakland Cemetery, watch for the golf.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Just what else would you leave out there? I know there's a bunch of stuff we were going to get to that we wanted to mention before we got on out of here.
Greg?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We've been waiting for you to come back.
I hate to interrupt, but we just had an amazing phone call by Wendy in Lawrenceville.
Wendy in Lawrenceville, okay.
Yes. Hey. She says y'all are her favorite show.
Thank you, Wendy.
She's been listening since the first day of the station.
Well, that would be, well, we're there.
About 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
She said, if y'all are ever in Lawrenceville, come to Grandma's Pizza and Pasta,
Grandma's Pizza.
She going to hook it up.
Hang on a second. You giving a free plug to a business here?
No, she said she going to hook you up.
Yeah,
oh, personal, like I need to be eating more stuff. But, well.
Hey.
All right.
She wants to see her favorite radio personalities.
Man, okay. I'm going to go.
So we just got invited. So we got to do that stuff off the air. We can't be doing that live. But we want to thank Wendy.
Thank you very
and
much,
everybody
Wendy, for being
else.
A loyal listener.
But
we appreciate
obviously,
it.
Yesterday, I believe, was the anniversary. Was it the 26th? We should have been here for that. But listen, I was here. It was 2012 when we flipped over from Dave FM. I think it's me, Carl, Mike Conti were the only ones in the building here. They came in the building. I came up the elevator because Dave FM was down on the 8th floor, but we came up here. But no, listen, thanks. But Carl was the voice. You heard when they cracked it. That was always one of those trivia questions when I was down the dial. What was the first song that 96 Rock ever played? Back when they landed, back in 1974.
Yeah.
And it was Baba O'Reilly by the Who. That was the first song they played.
That was the first song.
What was MTV? You know, they remember the MTVs, you know, Video Killed the Radio Star, things like that. But Carl, do you remember who his morning show co-hosts were?
Morning?
No, it was afternoon. You're right. I was thinking of our morning show then. But Carl was oh, geez, I need a scorecard. Wasn't Cordell.
Wasn't Cordell?
Might have been Cordell, because I get confused with the morning show. It was Kirsten and
Randy Cross.
Yes, right, Randy Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting time. I just remember we were scrambling to get on, and the only, you know what, the only commercial? There was no commercials that first few days, if not a week. But do you know what ran? A promo for Casting Call.
Really?
That was the only thing. There was a promo made for Casting Call because I did it at Dave FM. That's where I started it. And so they needed to run something. There were no commercials, right?
Right.
And it was a continuous headache of Casting Call announcements.
Okay.
So I want to thank, shout out to Terry and Sean. You know, give them a shout out every once in a while.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, we are going to make way for a big day of sports around here. Of course, we're getting you set for Falcons in Tampa Bay. John Fricke and our own Joe Patrick are getting ready to come on in here. But after Falcons, want to let you know that we have got Hawks at Oklahoma City. That pregame is at 6:30, tip at 7, and then Cowboys at 49ers tonight will be over on WAOK. You can get the pregame at 7:30, kick at 8:15. Mr. Crenshaw, have yourself a rest. Enjoy the rest of your day. I can't get that out. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You do as
You're looking
well.
Outside like we're going to get some rain.
It looks like we might. It's all kind of cloudy out there, man.
Man, yeah. We better get some rain. I'm sick of water and the grass.
Yeah.
So, Noel, thank you for everything. For the rest of you, again, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Have a wonderful rest of your day. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And you can see everything. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. And the Casting Call is up on Get Cast with Greg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.